Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Poultry Association of Zambia says stock feed prices are expected to begin falling within the next 2 months. Gateway District UPND has emphasized the importance of citizens prioritizing Zambia. ECOWAS has called for restraint in violent protests in Togo, and that's in international news. In sports news, Konkola Blades have reached an agreement with Mufulira Wanderers over striker Clive Bayeta.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Poultry Association of Zambia says stock feed prices are expected to begin falling within the next 2 months as market conditions continue to improve. Association Chief Executive Officer Dominic Chanda explains that most feed producers are still using old stock purchased during the previous farming season. Mr. Chanda says this has delayed price reductions despite other improving market indicators.
The prices of feed has been stable the past 4 months. And this stability has come because of the number of signals on the market. We have a good crop. Maize output, we are talking about 3.6 million metric tons. Soybeans, 288,000 metric tons. We have a kwacha that is now trading between 23 and 24 kwacha, which is good. To the general public, I know the cry has been, can we see the prices of chicken reducing? Can we see the prices of feed reducing? We will be able to see that, I think, in the shorter term. And in the shorter term, I'm saying maybe in the next 3 to 5 months, we should be able to see some movements going in that direction, provided we deal with the issues of electricity supply. We maintain the quota where it is, and also the prices of maize and soybeans remains where they are.
Police in Ndola have foiled an attempted theft of zinc oxide worth over $45,500. Seven suspects, four Chinese and three Zambians, were caught red-handed trying to hijack the precious cargo. The high-value zinc oxide was en route from Lubumbashi, DRC, to Singapore via the Dar es Salaam corridor when GPS tracking revealed a suspicious detour. The truck, a Scania with registration T731 ASM, was being offloaded illegally at Jesum Industry Company Yard. Thanks to sharp monitoring and rapid response, police swooped in and secured the cargo and suspects. Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga says all suspects are currently in police custody and are assisting the ongoing investigations.
GPS tracking showed that the truck had been diverted and was unlawfully being offloaded into the premises of Jersum Industry Company Yard, raising immediate suspicion. Police promptly moved in and conducted a raid in the said location, resulting in the apprehension of seven suspects, namely four Chinese nationals and three Zambian nationals. All suspects are currently in police custody and are assisting with ongoing investigations. The truck and its content have since been secured by police as evidence. The Zambia Police Service continues to work tirelessly in collaboration with security partners and stakeholders in the supply chain industry to combat transnational crimes such as cargo theft, which have far-reaching economic consequences. We commend the alert systems and quick coordination that led to the successful interception of this criminal activity. Further updates provided as investigations progress.
The Lusaka City Council, LCCA, has sternly warned individuals against parking motorcycles, buses and other equipment on Rhode Island within the Central Business District, CBD, and has since called for the immediate cessation of this illegal practice. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Volumba Nyambe has told Power FM News that the council has noted with concern an increasing trend in such unlawful parking, particularly along Cairo Road and Freedom Way, which undermines public order and damages vital infrastructure. He says these actions have significantly contributed to the deterioration of road surfaces and stand in direct opposite to the city's vision of a clean, green and healthy environment.
We will intensify patrols in affected areas to enforce compliance and ensure that we bring this unlawful behavior to an end. We will further ensure that those found in contravention of this particular directive be apprehended and brought before the fast track court for possible prosecution. And in addition, we will commence soon the installation of concrete pavings on road islands in the CBD, to start with Cairo Road and Freedom Way, to ensure that we enhance urban order and preserve public infrastructure.
K2A District UPND Chairperson Alex Mwango has emphasized the importance of citizens prioritizing Zambia and supporting the President's vision for the country's development. Mr. Mwango said this is a time for citizens to reflect on Zambia's current political and economic landscape, noting the various challenges the country is facing. He stated that under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, the country is on the right path in terms of policy direction, especially when compared to where Zambia is coming from. Mr. Mwango pointed to improvements on the ground as evidence of progress, particularly in areas such as the exchange rate, electricity supply and millimill prices, which were previously major challenges. He has since urged the public to place their trust in the President, noting that President Hichilema came into office at a difficult time when the country was grappling with the effects of COVID-19, drought and cholera, all of which had negatively impacted the economy.
In terms of the policies of where we came, where coming from, and where the president is taking us to, it came on a couple of grounds. I think the issues struck them one by one in terms of the promises, even the issues that we have identified for the last 6 months or so, maybe 1 year or so, slowly. Because we have a president who has an agenda, the president who has a direction. He took over a government around about the time when COVID had ravaged this economy. Before that, we had a cancer and we called it a hangaram. It was a drought in Ingram. We've had calamity after calamity, but he's been able to navigate us through all these difficulties. These difficulties have inevitably affected within an exchange rate and a few other things. But those things clearly now. And people, I don't know, people like saying, no, if you have a election, we want some of what it take up for 5 years. So maybe if you take 3 years, then the last 2 years, they can actually have one. Even the last 2 years that are meant to push development, the party, if you didn't have to stick up for 2025, is no, my election is not. No, it's within his mandate.
In international news, a Zimbabwean court has dismissed an opposition bid to block public hearings into the Gukura Hundi massacres, an episode in the 1980s during which thousands were killed by elite troops under then-President Robert Mugabe. The Zimbabwe African People's Union argued the process lacks impartiality, the legal legitimacy, as it led by traditional chiefs, but the Bulawayo High Court ruled the challenge was not urgent and came too late. The hearings, backed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, himself a former security minister during that era, aimed to promote truth, reconciliation and healing in communities affected by the killings, especially in Matevele Land and the Midlands. Victims' groups welcomed the move as a long overdue chance for justice and public acknowledgement. While ZAPU remains critical, saying the model silences perpetrators and risks whitewashing history, the government insists the process is a vital step towards national unity. Still in international news, the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, Commission has expressed concern about the current state of affairs in Togo. Protests against the regime of Faure Gnassingbé that involved a violent police response and saw at least 7 people die shook the country from 26th to the 28th of June. After refraining from commenting on the events while they took place, ECOWAS